just went to dances, went to the movies. We walked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Walked to the movies.
So there wasn't even this sort of group dating that in those days...
No,
would...
uh-uh. No. Hmm. At least I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we were just... trying to think. I don't think I ever had a date, but when I was back home.
Hmm.
I really don't.
What? you stopped going to school. How long would that have been? Like about a year or two before you came out here?
I'm trying to think. Did I ever work in San Antonio? What the heck would I have done? I don't think I did. Because I can't remember. What would I do, you know? What could you do in San Antonio? I think, you see, we had a lot of relatives. See, my mother had, seven, good gravy. Mama had six brothers and four sisters.
Mm.
See, so, and my dad had four brothers and one sister. So we had a lot of relatives, and we did visit a lot.
Mm-hmm.
We were very close, really. You know, I mean, all the cousins.
There are
so many. Oh, gosh, yes. So many of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we visited a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There we saw so many cousins and all the time. So I think that we went out with them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and instead of, because I don't remember having a date
mm-hmm.
back home. I really don't. Anyway, that we just, and of course we maybe met other fellows that just talked to them at cousins' houses, you know, and so forth and so on, because there were so many boys and so many girls.
Mm.
And more boys than girls. Our whole family has been more boys than girls. So we, I think that that's what we did mostly, that we visited a lot, you know, for that.
What was your thought at this period when you were in high school but sick and not going to school much? What did you think about your future at that point?
What did I think? Well, I don't remember. I remember thinking, you know, what's going to happen to me?
I mean, did you think about... that you wanted to get married right away, or you thought you would work, or what sort of work did you think you might want to
do? No, I think that I wanted more to work more than anything. I don't think that I thought too much of marriage.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any ideas about what kind of work you would want to do?
No, not really. Just something interesting, I guess. Really, that I can remember. I don't know what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do to work doing what. Very good, I want to do. I can't remember right now, really.
How did you feel about leaving San Antonio and making the move to Los Angeles?
Well, you see, my mother left first.
Oh.
She came here with my brother came first. My oldest brother. He came with a bunch of other fellows, and they rode the rails. That's how they got over here. The hitchhike. Can you imagine? Kind of from San Antonio hitchhiking on the rails. That's how they got over here. I think at that time there wasn't that much work in San Antonio by then, you know, or something. I don't know. He came first, because by that time, my mother had two brothers. They came here way at when the desert was wooden roads, you know, crossing through Arizona. That's when they came here. That was many, many years ago. So they were already living here, or my mother's two brothers. So when Emil, which is my oldest brother, he came with other fellows that came with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was here already. So Mama decided that she wanted to come, you know, and see him. Mm-hmm. I think by that time, Mama was getting, like I said, what I said about my dad, you know, mm-hmm. I think that she was coming to the end of her rope
mm-hmm.
at that time, you know.
So she came with all the children?
No. She came with only my youngest little, my adopted sister.
Oh.
She was the only one because she was not a little baby, mm-hmm. but she was
yeah.
the youngest then.
Now, how did she enter the family?
Well, she is actually my cousin.
Mm.
She is my mother's brother's daughter. Was, he's gone now, and so is the mother. Now, that's another story. You know, I mean, that is, when we were back home, she had, which was Mary, Alfred, and Richard. Then she had another, that was my mother's brother. Then she had a little boy, and the youngest was about 7 when she had this baby. And she just went crazy over him.
Mm.
You know, I mean, she just pampered him. She wouldn't set him down because he might get dirty and this
mm.
type of thing. She, well, I don't know, maybe then she was kind of going off her mind. But anyway, so she, and she had her father was ill, I believe, and he was staying there with them at their house. And when she had the baby, and she just, like I said, she wouldn't put him down. She wouldn't let anyone touch him because her hands are dirty. Either the other kids couldn't touch him because their hands were dirty. So she was so wrapped up in that baby that one night because she told this to my mother later on, that one night she could hear her father calling her. And she was, I don't know, doing something to the baby, or maybe breastfeeding him, I don't even remember. But anyway, so she didn't pay any attention. She could hear him, you know, calling her, you know, and she just wouldn't leave the baby for whatever she was doing. And he died. The father died. So in the next morning, when she finally went over, you know, see what the heck he wanted, he was dead. So she just, it started, you know, prying her into her mind, says, I could have helped him.
Mm.
You know, she told Mama, she says, he called me and I heard him and he needed me and I didn't go. So I said, well, you know how sick he was, you know, it could be that, you know, you couldn't have helped anyway. Oh, yes, I could have, and so forth. Then the baby dies. So she went out of her mind. She really did. She went out of her mind, and she said that the father had taken the baby. You know.
Oh,
yeah. You know. It just went into her mind. You know. I mean that if she had only paid attention, the father wouldn't have taken the baby. You know. And that's what happened. That she. And so she. I don't know. Maybe it was a year after this baby died, and she was never well after that, you know, I mean, she just, mm. she just wouldn't think of anything, and just that baby, and God punished her, and they were very religious, you know, they were. So anyway, so she became pregnant again with my little sister, Teresa, and she hated her. She just didn't want that pregnancy. She did everything to try and get rid of that baby. And so she, before Teresa was born, she told Mama, she says, if anything should happen to me, I want you to take the baby, you know. She said, well, nothing's going to happen to you, Maria. Maria, that was her name, Maria. So they said, well, nothing's going to happen to you. And he says, oh, yeah. She says, if anything, you know, you just make sure. So Mom said, well, sure, you know, I'll take the baby. the baby wasn't even born yet. So Tio Alfredo, that was my uncle, used to tell Mama, she says, that woman is going crazy. She'd go, when she was pregnant, he'd wake up in the middle of the night and say, where in the world is she, you know? Where is she? She'd be out in the, because that was during winter. My little sister was born in May, so she was pregnant in the winter. Mm-hmm. And he'd find her outside, out in the backyard, just in her thin little nightgown and barefooted to catch pneumonia. You know, she'd just be out there walking and just catch pneumonia so she could die. So anyway, so there's a lot of things, you know, that she used to do, oddball things. So when Teresa was born, I remember the night before, because she was only 12 days old when we took her, you know. So she's like my sister, you know. But anyway, I remember the night that we went to see them, and the youngest son had a bruise or something. I don't know what the heck it was on his leg. Scratched it or something or other, so it became infected. So I remember that we went to visit them that night, and she was bathing his leg in the tub, and she had a bottle of Lysol, and she had poured, you know, to make a solution of some kind, and she was bathing that Richard, bathing him his leg. And I remember we went into the bathroom and just talking to Thea, and Mother saw the bottle. And she picked it up, and I remember so well Richard saying, oh, watch out, Thea. No, Thea is aunt. Yeah. Says, watch out, Thea. That is poison. And so Mom says, oh, yeah, I know. You know, in Spanish, I think. Mom was sure it was, you know. Poison. What did you say, poison? No, it was in English. Because I don't remember what's poison in Spanish. Well, anyway.
How old were you
then? Well, I must have been, because we were living in, you know, on Pendleton. And I left to come over here when I was 18. So around 13, 12, something like that, around about that time. And, but like I said, I remember it so well that Richard saying, watch out, Thea, that's poison. Mm-hmm. And Mama saying, oh yeah, I know. And she set it down. So the next morning, my uncle came over. I don't know if I had a telephone or not. I don't remember. But anyway, my uncle calling or coming over to tell my mother that she had committed suicide. So Mama went, you know, over there, and there's this little tiny baby. You know, I mean, just 12 days old. And she, they had separate bedrooms at that then, you know, because she just kind of went off her beam, you know. And so my uncle used to have a bedroom of himself and the kids or whatever. But anyway, that she just went that night, and he was asleep, and she came into his bedroom and opened, and she says, Alfredo, you know, Alfredo, and he woke up, you know, so she said, I just killed myself, and pop, she drank the bottle of Lysol. So she was a very, very, very blonde, light-skinned, and Mama said, because Mama went right away, you know. I think they used to call you family person then, the morgue, then I don't know. But anyway, that Mama saw her. She says that right here, all of this, right here, it was black. Just where she had drank that Lysol, just completely. You could just see it. Just all in here where it just went down here, you know, just black as face of spades. Just a strip. So she committed suicide.
So your family then took
We
the baby
took
right away.
The baby right away. Mama, Tia Fair told her, you know, I don't know if Tia Maria had told Tia Fair, though, you know, anything should happen to me, Victoria's going to take the baby, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember them bringing the teeny little thing, you know, I mean, about like this. I remember she had a little, when they brought her and just laid her on the bed, you know, and here's this, she was about like this.
How did you feel about it?
We loved her, you know. I remember she was like a little doll, you know, when she was so little. And she had a little, put a little, you know, I think they cut a stocking, the old woman's stocking, and made a little, you know, little cap for her. And there's this little tiny thing, you know, that the mama brings her. She says, well, you know, and we all just stood and looked at her and said, well, here she is. You know, I mean, I guess, you know, I mean, what else? And my older sister actually took more care of her than, you know, she used to sleep. We used to, well, I'm sure we shared the bed, you know. I mean, I think it was my sister and I don't know if all three of us slept in the same bed or not. I don't remember that. But I remember sleeping there, and she had, she would put two chairs together and put the pillows and things right alongside her bed. So actually, Sophie took more care of than Mama, you know. Of course, we fed her with a bottle, you know. But she's always been like a sister, you know. I never think of her being adopted, you know. Less,
So she would only have been five or so then when your mother decided to come to Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
So that's why she would have taken her. Now, what did the rest of you do? How long was it?
It wasn't very long. Then we came with my dad. It was, see, Sophie had gotten married then.
Oh.
See, she married when she was about 18. So she got married, and so it was just my Henry and myself and Angie. And a cousin of mine came with us. With us, and there were two other cousins, another cousin and her husband, which they were young, you know, I mean, I don't know, they married when they were 17 or something like that, you know, I mean, 18 or whatever. But we came with my dad, in a big car, but we didn't come straight over here. What Dad did was that he had I don't know if Swift sent him to Fort Worth or how it was, but I remember that we went from there, we went to Fort Worth and stayed there for a while Dad worked.
Oh.
And just the kids, you know, and my dad. And then...
For how long?
It wasn't long. I imagine maybe... 3 months or so.
So you basically probably ran the household then, didn't you?
Well, I think we all did, you know. I mean, with the household, we were renting an a big house, and we had all the upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many beds were there? You know, I mean, who knows? And Dad used to go to work, you know, for the packing house or Swift's in Fort Worth. And then... Now, I didn't tell you about the time that we moved to Austin, did I? You see, we were still, when in the heck did we, I know we lived in Austin. Lived in Austin a year. Oh, after my sister got married. Then we lived in Austin for a year, Mom and Dad, and Angie, myself, and Teresa. Yeah, I can't remember.
Now that would have probably been during your high school, during that period when you weren't going to high school then?
Could be, yeah. Because we were, because we lived in Austin a year, because Mama was already over here. When Mama came over here, she never went back, you know. So, it had to be in between there that we lived in Austin for a year.
What did you, do you recall what you did during that period?
Didn't do much. Just, but babysat, or what the heck I did, I swear, what a dull life. I can't remember, really. There was just about a year that we lived in Austin. And we lived in a house right here. Then right next door was a family that this girl that I met, that she was just the one girl, her mother and father. And then there was a parking lot. And then there was a saloon in Austin. That's where we met the fellows, that the father owned the saloon. There were quite a few boys. And we just, we didn't do much, I don't think. We just talked to them or, whatever. But cause I don't remember ever having a date with them, or anything. Josephine, her last name, Josephine, Josephine, what the heck was her name? I think her father was Anglo, and her mother wasn't, or that. But what the heck was her name? Josephine? She was a lovely girl.
She's the one that you've been with some time.
Yes. I remember when I was there, she got typhoid fever. I used to sleep with her. The typhoid fever, can you imagine? Sleep with her, feed her, poor little thing. She was so sick. She lost all her hair. Mm. She was just bald. She just lost all her hair. I remember feeding her because her mother was kind of she was a funny person or something, and she just, but anyway. So I remember that I used to, spend just days and days there with her, when she was so sick. She was so sick, poor little thing. And I used to try and feed her Jell-O. And, come on, Josephine, have some Jell-O. No, she didn't want. Come on, you have one. I have one. You have one, and I have one. She had typhoid. Can you imagine? Are you eating out of the same spoon? Yeah. Never caught it, or anything. But I used to feed her and, I guess, juice or something, and she just didn't want anything. Come on, now, look, you see me? I'll have some, and you have some, and I'll have some.
Were you healthier by this point yourself, then?
I guess so. The only thing that I can think that why I got so skinny is because I just wasn't eating, I suppose. I imagine because, I had, when we were little, I had the chicken pox and, I think that's all. We're pretty healthy, really. I guess we ate a lot of meat, because Dad always, I think that's what, that we ate a lot of meat. And, vegetables, I suppose, could be,
Would you have moved then from Austin? Did your mother leave from Austin, or did you go back?
Well, that's what I'm trying to think of. If she left from Austin, I don't think so. Who would take her to the train, I don't remember. I've got to ask my older sister, and she was married then, But that I can't remember.
You recall when your mother left to come out here, What did you think was going to happen? Was this viewed as being temporary and you would all...
I think
her?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that we knew that she hadn't left, mm-hmm. you know, left us.
Mm-hmm.
No, she said that she wanted to take to come and see my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that, you know, he said, well, you know, it's okay, go take a trip, you know, or something. But I don't think that we thought of it, that she deserted mm-hmm. us or anything mm-hmm. like that, no, uh-uh.
And then when she came out here, where did she stay?
She stayed with my uncle,
uh-huh.
her brother, on 98th Street in Vermont. Mm-hmm. 98th in Vermont. They had a home there. So he was, of course, already married and had two children,
mm-hmm.
a boy and a girl. And my brother was staying there with them.
Oh, I see.
There.
So then from Fort Worth, the rest of you came with your father.
Uh-huh.
And where did you go?
We stayed there with them just a short while, and then we moved to 1936, and the first house we moved to was 111th and San Pedro.
Mm.
111th and San Pedro. Yeah, I'm trying to think if we rented that house or not. You may have rented it, but surely we wouldn't have the money to buy one, you know. Well, we must have been renting that.
And your father was just transferred from...
No.
To another
then? No, he came here and he went to work for Carajé.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't transferred. He just quit, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he came here and went to work for Carajé. Now, see, I don't remember these things. I guess Dad never told us, but from what I hear, now, he and my husband, because Mom and my mother and father, they separated, you know, and he got a divorce after 25 years of marriage, finally, I guess. Once we were grown up,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, it was mostly our fault, really, but then we just couldn't take it anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, just too much. But anyway... when we used to go see Dad after he got married again, and he lived in Fresno, and they used to go fishing a lot, you know, and they would talk and talk and talk and talk and talk for hours. And he said that he was, because I remember when Dad came here to work for Carajé, when he first came here, then after a while he left and went back to San Antonio.
Oh.
So, and we, of course, stayed here. It wasn't long that he was gone, but my husband says that the reason that he left was because he was the one that started the union here.
Oh.
You know, the butcher
the meat
union,
packers.
The meat packers uh-huh. union, and I guess that's from San Antonio, they send him, you know, the group for whatever. You know, to start a union here.
Mm.
And I think that he was the instigator, and they were after him. You know, and he said that he had to leave. And I say, I didn't know that.
Oh. So you know. You don't remember you talk about unions in the house at all?
Mm-mm. Never did.
Hmm.
But I, that's what my husband says, that is why the Dad told him, you know, that that he had to get out. He had to leave here.
Hmm.
Because, you know, then that was bad, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, that those years, you know, union was bad.
Yeah.
So,